Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, it's another Steph Beckett takeover of Gary K's Rants and Raves podcast. And I'm joined today by Dan Smith and John Riley. Hey guys, how's it going? First of all, happy Monday.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're here for a reason. We're here to talk about the E4 experience. And one of the next stops coming up is the one in Teaneck, New Jersey on April 2nd. So for those who are listening and watching, like, the E4 experience has obviously become a must attend for the AV industry, but what makes this coming stop special and how does it build on the success of the past E4s?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. The whole intent of the E4 is to drive awareness, education for the integrators, because ultimately they need to serve the end users, you know, solutions. What's the best solution? And because we're in the technology industry, that technology changes continuously. You know, Steph, even if they can attend Infocom, mm-hmm. 3 months later, the industry has changed already. But I jump right past by, not everybody can attend Infocom. So the Teaneck opportunity is a geographic opportunity where if you're in the area, it's much easier to access than traveling to a trade show. It gives you access to over 50 manufacturers, showing you the latest in what they just released. Maybe not what happened at Infocom in last June, but what's happening right now. Plus, the education element is something that draws a lot of people. If you come to our shows, if you've been there, you'll see that everybody gets there early in the morning. And as soon as the classes start and the education seminars start happening, everybody splits out to those education seminars. Last year, I think we ended up doing a little over 1,000 CTSRUs across our four E4s. Very well attended, very well liked.
Amazing. And I'm glad that you, go ahead, John. Do you have something to add?
So the New Jersey Tri-State E4, and Dan does know this was our first E4, was in the New York Tri-State area. So it's kind of like special because it's kind of bringing it home where we launched our first one. So it's kind of special that way because it's where it all began.
That's awesome. And I'm glad you guys brought up the educational sessions, because that's actually one of the biggest draws, is being able to get so many CTSRUs from one event. So I was wondering if you can kind of talk about some of these, or at least one of these sessions that are coming up, because there's so many of them, and we'll throw up a graphic that has all of these sessions and all of the ways you can get CTSRUs when you come. But I was wondering if you wanted to highlight one and talk about, like, some of the value that they really do bring to integrators, but also to end users.
Well, John, I'll jump in and do one. Maybe you can join and do some too.
Yeah.
The one that's probably been the most popular recently is AI, and Microsoft comes in and trains about what's happening with AI. Awesome. If you look at Teams, for example, and the application of AI in Teams, Teams went from under 500,000 to 1 million to 1 million users in just 3 years. It is prolific as a platform. Everybody keeps asking the same question. I hear about AI all the time, but how do I actually use it in application? So one of those sessions that's very well attended is Microsoft and doing AI. John, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about some of the other classes.
Yeah, well, one of our fastest growing categories is DVLED, Direct View LED. And one of the sessions is the fundamentals of DVLED. And Planar is going to be leading that one. So that one is going to probably is usually well attended because it's such a growing technology segment for us.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I tell you, Steph, the educational part, we actually have a dedicated AV team that are engineers that provide engineering services. We only come in when we're invited, but even when we're not doing a project for a customer, we bring that team to these events to teach them about how to do CAD, how to do modern meeting room designs, how to do acoustics for meeting rooms. So we share that knowledge as much as possible. So
That's
we awesome. Hope to empower our integrators with a lot of knowledge at these events.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I'm really excited because y'all are bringing me in to get to teach a class this year, which is incredible. And I kind of have a different look on AV because I'm kind of coming at it from a journalistic side. But it's interesting because I kind of see all of the trends that come up because I'm the one receiving all of this news. So I'm going to get to kind of talk about the things that I've seen and the things that I think are going to be really important for integrators and end users to pay attention to this year. So talking about a lot of like advancements in unified communications and the shift to a lot of cloud-based hardware management. I'm excited to kind of talk about that too and teach my first in-person class. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Exactly.
And yeah, then I think one of the very powerful parts also is the relationship building. John, do you want to talk about how important that is across resellers, manufacturers?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're, this industry, as big as it is, it's very small, and everybody's become frenemies, right? They compete against each other, but they also enjoy networking with each other, hanging out, right, and just, you know, actually supporting each other's successes too. And we've seen a lot of customers bringing their end users to these events and using it as a demo room for products that they probably couldn't have in their own facilities. Additionally, it allows the integrators to get more people that they couldn't get to Infocom to a show, get some education, without having them out of pocket for long periods of time, flying them down to Orlando or to Vegas. So this is where we've gotten a lot of traction with, you know, some of the engineers and stuff like that typically would not be able to attend an Infocom.
And it's also at, you know, an event like the E4, it is so much easier to walk up to someone new and network with them and speak with them. Like at an event that you're with these people all day, it's so much easier than it is on like an Infocom show floor to just like walk up to someone and start talking to them and get to know them. That's what makes these events so great, is that it kind of feels like you're in this big area with your friends, because they kind of all become your friends by the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Well, and Steph, I think you're going to help them figure out the show, aren't you?
I am. So, you know, another great thing about this is you guys have an amazing exhibitor show floor, and I'm going to kind of be able to pick some highlights and take attendees on a tour of the show floor and kind of get them and help them introduce them to some of these manufacturers, because it is sometimes hard to go up and get FaceTime with them. So I'm going to help dedicate some time and take them on this tour. So if they are like, oh, I don't know anyone over at Samsung, like I've never talked to them before, I'm going to kind of help, you know, kind of be that middle person to be like, oh yeah, you were looking at this? Great. Start talking. Here's what they have. So I'm excited to do that as well. But yeah, I wanted to ask really quick, like, you know, what other innovations and technologies and trends should attendees be on the lookout for on that show floor? Because you guys have a lot of really, really great manufacturers coming.
Yep. I'll jump in for a second. So John talked about LED and the growth of LED. That category for us is doubling every year. And the progression of the technology, it is every month you see new products, new pixel pitches, new color spaces, new price points. So, of course, LED is a big one. We touched on Microsoft Team Rooms, right? MTR stuff. Yeah. There is so much MTR compatibility and intercompatibility. A lot of the manufacturers are designing around that platform so that they have a solution they know will work as a plug and play. So you'll see a lot of MTR collaboration in that area. And then, of course, not only is the audio MTR compliant, but what we find is that both the audio and the video, the way it's able to isolate people, isolate sounds, bring people to the forefront, it is a dramatic difference in technology from even 2 or 3 years ago. So I think there's a lot to see there. I when I first got here 2 years ago, I used to walk around and talk to all of the 30 manufacturers. Now we're over 50 because the demand keeps growing. So I appreciate you doing the tour, because it is so expansive now. They'll probably have to pick and choose who they're going to engage. And as John said, we hope they bring their customers as well, because it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, for end users to get that FaceTime as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we do have additional products that maybe they didn't know we carried. Like we have the emerging market segment, you know, Oculus and the drones and stuff like that, that maybe they could get some ideas from some of our business development managers for those product categories. that maybe they didn't think about it, right? And maybe that they never thought to offer some of that stuff in the past. And this gives them some of the knowledge to actually think about other opportunities while they're in a university or a municipality that might take advantage of some of that.
Yeah, and kind of keep them on the front of, you know, where AV is evolving and give them a lot of ideas and inspiration. Well, I'm really excited. I can't wait for April 2nd. So if you're watching, if you're listening, go ahead and we're going to throw up that graphic again so you guys can scan that QR code and go ahead and register. It is e4experience.com, though, if you need the website. And again, April 2nd in Teaneck, New Jersey. We hope we see you guys there. Dan, John, thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you guys soon.
Take care.
Thank you. Rave, rave, rave. With rants and raves, you'll